Welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, you know by now, if you head out to iTunes and you look up Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, you can get us and take us with you everywhere you go. Listen to us between appointments, will you? And by the way, while you're out at iTunes, we want to collect some five-star ratings. So when you're at iTunes, go ahead and rate us, if you would, please, if you're enjoying the amazing content and, most importantly, the amazing guests that we have here for you. I want to frame today's guest by referring to something I saw on LinkedIn. So as you likely know, Wholesaler Connect, Investment Wholesalers of America, Wholesaler Masterminds, you'll find me and you'll find the content of what we produce in any of those groups. And in one of those groups not long ago, I read a comment by a financial advisor about wholesalers and what they want vis-a-vis loyalty. And boy, this hits spot on to our conversation today with our guest. So let me read this to you. The financial advisor writes, "Wholesalers want loyalty? Return my phone calls and know what you're talking about. If you don't think we can see right through your sales pitch, then you're vastly underestimating our intelligence. I need tools and people I can count on that have knowledge and solutions, not some slick salesman that has tickets to a ball game or relies on the name of his company to do his or her job." Wow. That is perfect setup for the guest that I have today. Because when I think about customer service and I think about experts, customer service plus expert for me equals Shep Hyken. Now, see, Shep is a speaker and a best-selling author. He works with companies and organizations who want to build loyal relationships with their customers. Now, his articles have been read and appeared in hundreds of publications, and he's got a bunch of books, and if you go over to Wholesaler Masterminds, I'll link them all up. But some of them are Moments of Magic, The Loyal Customer, The Cult of the Customer, and The Amazement Revolution, all of which have either been either USA Today, Wall Street Journal, and or New York Times bestsellers. Shep Hyken, welcome, sir, to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Well, that is the most amazing introduction I've ever had. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that.
It is absolutely my pleasure. We're so glad to have you. So let's talk about loyalty, for gosh sakes. I mean, this advisor, and by the way, Wholesaler Shep talks to financial advisors all the time. So if you're looking for a great speaker, bring it to a financial advisor to talk about customer service, for God's sakes, you know, look them up. Again, I'll link them up on the website. But let's talk about this whole thing about loyalty. This advisor, obviously, I mean, he's carrying some baggage.
Well, I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I think that, you know, we sometimes fall back. I mean, we obviously have to have some level of product knowledge. But at the end of the day, many of the wholesalers that I've met fall back on the trinkets and trash they can share, the lunches they can bring into the advisors, you know, the sponsorship they do. I've gone into events with financial advisors where wholesalers have sponsored the events, and guess what? They haven't even shown up. At the end of the day, all that's nice, and it's a perk, and it might get you a meeting, but you need to deliver more than that. You need to create confidence. You need to show you have education, background, product knowledge, and you need to become a resource and a partner to that advisor.
So Shep, I mean, you know I agree with you, and the listeners here, of course, know I agree with you because I write about it, you know, just all the time. But you know, I'd like to dig under the covers a little bit about what's happening circa 2011, heading into 2012, with customer service, and in particular, there's one thing that gentleman said that leaps off the LinkedIn screen. He said, "Just return my phone call."
Right.
Come to a place, and you know, forgive me if I'm going to get, you know, kind of amped up here. When did we come to a place where we're in corporate America, it was actually acceptable and almost common practice that emails and voicemails don't get returned, but we still expect to get business in return?
Well, it's happening because people are complacent. I don't think it's an issue of call reluctance and you know, because if we're going to be in this business, that needs to kind of be in our DNA. I mean, it's just part of what we do. But at the end of the day, we're very busy. We have a lot of things going on. We think it's okay to make people wait. We judge people sometimes by the last time we talk to them. All mistakes. And, you know, we're talking about customer service at one level, but we need to think about this. And you said, you know, bringing this up to the times, you know, we're here at the end of 2011, moving in 12 and beyond. customer service is just a small component of customer loyalty now. It's a given. It has to be there. But the experience and the relationship they have is the key. If you don't return a phone call or an email promptly, and it's expected that you will do it promptly, you lose an edge. Sometimes it's a big edge.
What do you think promptly means anymore? And the reason I ask, and I don't want to go too granular, but some of this stuff is what, you know, knocks around our heads, right? I mean, we live in this hyper-connected world. You know, promptly is instantaneous in some cases. In the business world, what's your guidance on promptly?
Well, my guidance is, you know, we're all connected. I mean, every one of us carries around that the BlackBerry or CrackBerry, the iPhone, some type of smartphone. We can respond quickly. We may have a team in place that can respond for us to help set something up, but at least there's a response. So I would say somewhere within a few hours of an email, and I think the only exception would be how can you respond when you're on an airplane flying across the country, and guess what? Today you can get on an airplane and pick up internet access, you might be able to respond. But I think, you know, within a few hours, and I would say the same thing almost for the phone call, within a half a day. If you call me in the afternoon and I don't call you back by the end of the day, you better hear from me first thing in the morning.
Yeah. It's so remarkable to me that we have business professionals. We'll just lift it out of wholesaling for a second. We have business professionals that believe that to be completely unresponsive can have any correlation to me getting business from that person I've been unresponsive to.
What did Woody Allen say the secret to success was?
Oh, showing up.
Like 95% of the secret of success is just showing up. You know, that's it. So yesterday, a client emailed interested in one of her training products, and I said, I'm going to freak this guy out because I received it, and I was picking up the phone to make another call, and I called him instead. And I'll bet you he hadn't sent that email but 30 seconds. And I said, hi, it's Shep Hyken. I see you're interested in the customer focus. He says, oh, my, how did you do that?
And, of course, for you, you could say, well, that's what I do.
That's the way we roll. You know? But here's what happens. I said, don't expect it quite that quickly all the time. But I'll tell you what, we respond easily within a few hours, and that's the key. And you know what? He said, you may get the business simply by the virtue of the fact that I've contacted three other vendors over the last couple of days. You're the first guy to call back. And I just sent you this email like 20 seconds ago. I go,
yeah.
Exactly.
So. All right. So I got a question because in our pre-work, you intrigue me with something. And wholesalers, just so you know, Shep is going to be writing an article for the spring issue of I Carry the Bag magazine, the official magazine of wholesaling. You know it's the only magazine that covers the art, science, and lifestyle of wholesaling. And if you're not subscribed, run, don't walk, run to icarrythebag.com. Click the button that says subscribe now. Get the print edition for yourself, the online edition for your wholesaler. It's icarrythebag.com. We were talking about this whole notion of the demand, create a demanding client. And, boy, that was intriguing to me. Now, a lot of wholesalers might be sitting in their car or waiting at the airport or sitting at home listening to this going, Rob, for God's sakes, I want to create more demanding clients, as if financial advisors, insurance agents, et cetera, are not demanding enough. What does that mean?
Well, simplicity is here. I'll try to explain it as simply as possible, that if the advisor were to call someone else, another wholesaler, that the service and the experience that they received from that wholesaler, the advisor would say, boy, you know, that's nice, but the other guy I deal with, he gives me more. He does more. He helps me more. He partners with me more. And what you want to do is be so good that they demand a certain level of service to someone else that they're considering, and yet they can't get it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So you're kind of raising the bar of expectation in their mind?
Right. You're not just raising the bar of expectation of what I'm going to do for you. You're so good that looks like it's the norm. And if this advisor or agent were to go somewhere else and talk to someone else and they don't get what they think is the norm, well, there you go. What you've just done is created a demanding customer client. Not demanding of you, but demanding of others. And hopefully those others are going to say, you know what, I'm not sure that's reasonable and that I can deliver on that. And guess what? You've now ratcheted up another notch for loyalty.
Interesting. So you're really, if I hear you correctly, Shep, you're almost trying to create the benchmark from which others will be measured.
Right. And so you become the benchmark of the industry. And let me throw another layer on top of that. You want to get that advisor, that customer of yours, whoever it might be, so comfortable in calling you and asking. I'm not saying they're going to overstep their boundaries. They're not going to ask for the unreasonable, but they're going to ask what's necessary for whatever they need to deliver to their client. Again, we're not looking for just, and I use the word loyalty over and over, but there's a better word for it. I'm looking for a partnership. I'm a wholesaler looking for a partnership with my client so I can partner with them and help them be more successful. Because if they're more successful with their clients, I'm going to be more successful with them.
All the shows we do are designed to be evergreen, which is to say you can listen to them any time of the year, any year, and they'll be generally applicable. But we happen to be speaking at a unique time of year, because I'm just going to put you on the spot for 1 second. Do you have any guidance from a loyalty, partnership, customer service angle? Are there particular things that you have in mind when it comes to entertaining or gift-giving with clients that just might resonate more loudly than others? We hadn't prepared this as a topic, but I just thought I'd toss it out there where I was thinking about it, because maybe you have an angle on it.
Sure. This is one of the strategies in my latest book, The Amazement Revolution. It's called The After Experience. And I know you didn't expect that I would have this quick of an answer,
yeah.
But the after experience is what happens after you do business with somebody. And the very basic, it's a thank you note or an email or a phone call. But I'll give you an example, and you mentioned the word gift giving, and we're coming up on holiday time, and let me give you a couple of ideas. First, something I've been talking about for years is something called the holiday appreciation call. It's a call that is made in the evening, most likely when your customer or client, the advisor, the agent, whomever, is not there. And the reason is you just simply want to leave a message. And it's just a message of saying, hi, Shep Hyken here. I just wanted to thank you. The past year has been great. Customize it and tweak it a little bit. And just, it's that time of year. I want to say thank you and happy holidays. No need to call me back. Just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. And that's a really simple idea. And you can do, 50 of those an hour, if you crank through them. And I think that's a pretty powerful way of just expressing appreciation. But more importantly, you mentioned gift giving. We have to be careful with gift giving, because anything extravagant seems like it's extravagant, and it seems like it's almost a conflict of interest to do that, which is why many organizations have policies against that. But you can find little things that are meaningful. Example, a friend of mine, Brian Lord, who books professional speakers and authors like myself to events, he was working with a client, and after getting to know the client, he found out the client loved baseball. Specifically, he loved the St. Louis Cardinals, and specifically, Kurt Flood on the St. Louis Cardinals. I believe it was Kurt Flood. So he went on eBay, and he bought an autographed baseball for like $20, and he gave it to his client. And the client, to this day, still has that baseball sitting on his desk. Now, a couple of important things. Number one, the baseball didn't have the wholesaler's logo on it. It didn't have Brian's logo on it. It just was a gift, and guess what? That client will never forget where it came from. A buddy of mine sells Cutco knives, and he has the client's company and their name engraved on the blade. Not his name, but the company's name. Nobody's ever going to forget that they received this wonderful knife, from whoever it is that sent it to them. You don't need to put your logo all over everything. Make sense?
Absolutely. Great ideas indeed. Wholesalers, jump out to the spring issue of I Carry the Bag and get some more customer loyalty, customer service, partnership type of idea from Shep Hyken, because he's been around a long time and has some terrific, terrific ideas. Shep Hyken, thank you for joining us on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Wholesalers, we'll talk to you again on the next episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.